This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Mayor Johnson is in Washington, D.C. this morning to continue his preparations for tomorrow's appearance on Capitol Hill for what's expected to be a contentious House committee hearing on sanctuary city policies. But the head of the Illinois American Civil Liberties Union says the hearing is part of a larger strategy by allies of the Trump administration. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Mayor Johnson and three other big city mayors were invited to testify before a congressional committee investigating their so-called sanctuary city policies. But Colleen Connell, executive director of the Illinois ACLU, says the appearance is in service of something much deeper than immigration policy.
The House Oversight Committee is part of the smokescreen of Trump 2.0, of basically getting us to focus on an issue that masks the fact that the Trump administration is systematically trying to dismantle, you know, most federal agencies and the federal government.
She says people should be focused on the administration cutting Medicaid health care for the poor and funding and staffing at departments like the FAA and Health and Human Services that keep people safe. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two men and a woman remain hospitalized in stable condition after a fire broke out in a South Shore apartment building late last night. Chicago police and firefighters say it happened around 2 a.m. in the 6900 block of South Crandon. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Michigan City Police are investigating the death of a five-year-old boy. They're now asking for help.
A 911 caller said the child was found unresponsive in a residence on Normandy Drive at about 7 on Sunday morning. He was taken to Franciscan Hospital and was airlifted to Comer Children's Hospital in Chicago. His medical issue was not reported by police. What was wrong? He died 12 hours after he was found. He's identified as Augustus Williams. Cause of death not yet released. Police say a search warrant was executed at the residence and evidence was collected. They're asking people to reach out if they know anything that might help with the investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders in Arlington Heights are dusting off their playbook for a potential Bears stadium now that the team seems to be taking another look at the old Arlington Park racetrack site it bought more than 2 years ago. Members of the Village Board last night voted to update its contract with transportation consultants after getting word that the team was preparing to finish a new study looking at the potential impact of a stadium and entertainment district on traffic in that area. Village manager Rocky Reckless told board members that the study could be delivered in the next few weeks.
There's still much work to be done to determine if an NFL stadium sports and entertainment district is feasible, desirable, and would be beneficial to the community on this site.
The Bears' new attention on Arlington Heights follows more than a year of pushing for potential new stadium on Chicago's lakefront.
Fans of the University of Illinois football team are going to be able to hear a long-time Illini tradition for years to come if a new fundraising drive hits its goal. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the latest from her alma mater.
Yeah, Cisco, for more than 40 years, the Illinois Naval ROTC Battalion has been ringing in victories at Memorial Stadium with the USS Illinois Illinois Bell. U of I Naval ROTC Executive Officer John Thompson tells Channel 3 News in Champaign that the bell is rung at football games for every touchdown, field goal, or point scored.
It's something that fans and alumni and players can see down in the south end zone at every game, that we ring loud and proud to celebrate all the points scored by our Fighting Illini.
But now he says the bell requires some major repairs and maintenance. That's why he says the school is organizing a fundraising campaign. The money will replace the trailer's wood and remove rust. It'll also pay for a lifting mechanism and extra protection for when the bell is on the road. Thompson says they are just a few hundred away from their $6,000 goal. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Fans at the Bradley University men's basketball game Sunday night had more to cheer about than the team's win. A contest during the game had the crowd on its feet.
Trevor Arena erupted when freshman Trevor Frey made a 94-foot putt from one side of the court into a small hole in a poster at the other end. The 19-year-old from Northwest Suburban Lake in the Hills tells Channel 31 News in Peoria he's not a golfer and the experience was surreal.
I think I might keep the car, you know, be driving around campus. It'd be nice in a new 2025 Mazda.
A clip of his putt has gone viral. A local car dealer sponsored the contest. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An overflow Action Day alert is in effect given the heavy rain throughout Chicagoland today. This means you're encouraged to limit your use of water before, during, and after the storms, which should prevent flooding and protect water quality. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District deals with an average of 1.5 billion gallons of wastewater per day, which could exceed 2 billion during major rainstorms.
Sports sponsored by Advent. Here's Josh Liss.
Hi, I hope you're having a fine day so far. Good morning. Spencer Knight in shining armor, or maybe just still his mask and pads from the Florida Panthers. He hasn't had a chance to change them yet. The Blackhawks' new goalie, maybe just the hero fans are craving.
That's a team win right there. That's not just one person. The boys love coming and playing here as an away opponent, but play here as a Blackhawk is 10 times better. Love you guys.
He loves the fans already after a 41-save game night. Their new goalie picked up from Florida in the Seth Jones trade over the weekend, and plus a fistful of goals. The Hawks stunned the visiting L.A. Kings 5-1. Mikheyev, Martinez, Del Mastro, Athanasiou, and Donato into an empty net all score. And Knight, yeah, still wearing his Panthers gear, may again start over Arvid Soderblom and Peter Mrazek. It's a three-goalie setup. Mrazek was the odd man out last night. The Hawks host the Senators tomorrow. Ottawa just fell 5-4 in a shootout out to Washington despite Brady Tkachuk tying the game on the power play with 1:08 to go to force overtime. Northwestern's feeling like a comeback from 14 down within one in the last minute before losing at home to UCLA. The Cats fall 73-69. Pete Carl Armstrong scratched with a tight hamstring. The Diamondbacks beat the Cubs 10-2. Kyle Tucker 0-3, 3 Ks hitless this spring. Shohei Imanaga and the Cubs play the Padres today. The White Sox are off after losing to the A's 5-4 and despite home runs from Robert and Talkman back-to-back in the first. The Bulls and Cavs tangle here tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's National Consumer Protection Week with records showing Illinois consumers voicing their concerns.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul has released a list of the top 10 complaints people made to his office in 2024. Finishing in first, second, and third place were construction and home improvement, identity theft, and consumer debt. Raoul added that last year, his Consumer Fraud Bureau secured for Illinois consumers more than $48 million through enforcement actions. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Cubs fans can try out another sport at Wrigley Field this spring season thanks to the return of upper deck golf. Officials with the baseball team say there are going to be 9-hole courses coming out in mid-April, coinciding with the Masters. The golfers can hit shots at a variety of targets throughout the ballpark with tee times available from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, April 11th and Saturday, April 12th.
Goods from Mexico and Canada now face tariffs, fulfilling a promise President Trump made more than a month ago, but then put on hold, CBS's Stacey Lynn.
There is no wiggle room, says President Trump.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
He says the goal of the tariffs is to force the two countries to step up their fight against fentanyl trafficking and stop illegal immigration.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form.
He also hopes the tariffs will push more factories to relocate to the United States. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
And the new round of tariffs includes a 10% levy on crude oil from Canada and Mexico. Live on WBBM last hour, Gas Buddy head of petroleum analysis Patrick DeHaan told us that that could eventually add between 5 and 20 cents to a gallon of gas in the U.S.
It's happening at the same time that seasonal factors usually will start to lead to a jump in prices as well. Rising demand, the change to summer gasoline, a lot going on. This tariff certainly likely to be another pinch at the pump here over the next probably 1 to 2 weeks.
He also said those tariffs are not likely to encourage more oil production in the U.S. because refineries are specifically set up to handle Canadian oil, and changing that would cost billions of dollars.
President Trump is set to lay out his agenda for the year in a speech to Congress tonight.
The first time he spoke to a joint session in 2017.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength.
Now there is no sign of unity, but the president's about to test the limits of his executive power. Since only Congress can deliver the tax cuts and other items he's promised. With Republicans in power across Washington, there is little Democrats can do other than fighting the president in court. Some have invited fired federal workers to the House chamber tonight as their guests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And we will bring you the president's address to Congress and the Democratic response live on WBBM starting tonight at 8.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.